This is Wade Brenske with the Chief Organizer's Report. New York City is different, but the lessons matter. In a shocking surprise to many veteran politicos and Democratic stalwarts, Zohran Mamdani, a 33-year-old New York State representative and self-proclaimed Democratic Socialist, emerged as a clear leader in the Democratic primary for mayor of New York City, winning by many miles over former Governor Andrew Cuomo, among other established city elected officials. There are many factors, and undoubtedly we'll hear a lot about every possible theory in coming days, but while the light is shining on this election, there are lessons worth noting. One has to do with ranked choice voting, which is used in New York City. The simplest explanation is straightforward. Voters rank their choices among all the candidates from one to whatever number. Winner is determined by the candidate that receives not the highest individual number of votes, which Mamdani did with more than 40%, but the cumulative votes cast and weighted along the ranks. Potentially, and this is in fact what was the case in a governor's race in a state contest using ranked choice, a candidate could trail at the top of the ballot but get so many second, third, and fourth votes that they could end up winning once everything is tallied. Voters can put their fingers on the scale by bullet voting, where they only rank one candidate at the top, which might impact the totals if it was a collective strategy. More effective, as this election establishes, if there is a concerted effort to block an individual candidate, as we saw in the Don't Rank Cuomo part of this campaign, this has the potential of denying a candidate any down-ballot help. Candidates like Mamdani were making deals with other candidates to include them in the ranking on their ballots, essentially campaigning together, which also isolated Cuomo, the early favorite. This was where Cuomo reaped what he sowed. He's been damaged and forced out as part of the hashtag MeToo effort, which might have poisoned the well for some voters. But for my money, his longtime war against the more liberal left forces, particularly the Working Families Party, was his undoing. He had tried mightily as governor to block WFP from the ballot, raise the thresholds for a ballot line, and anything else that he could get away with in Albany. WFP helped lead the effort against Cuomo by endorsing four candidates to be ranked without him. Vast credit in the nuts and bolts of the campaign is also given to Mamdani's grassroots campaign, with more than a million doors knocked and more, all of which is a WFP specialty. Finally, credit Mamdani for going all out on the issue of affordable housing and rent freezes, which resonated with an inflation-racked constituency of the young and others. It's still the economy in politics, but you have to know who is being hurt by the economy in devising your program so that the appeal is clear. Mamdani still faces a tough road to Gracie Mansion in the general election, and his election is not a slam dunk for future Democratic Party successes. He mopped up in areas where college-educated and young voters dominated, think Brooklyn, while Cuomo still held solid majorities among black precincts in what's left of working-class areas where he was helped by big union endorsements. He did well, Mamdani did, in Asian and Muslim areas, and if elected, he would be the first Muslim mayor of New York City. As exciting as his success in the election is, it's hardly a model. New York City politics remain sui generis. In a runoff primary election against Cuomo, he might have had trouble prevailing, and ranked choice voting is still rare across the country. To win everywhere, Democrats need to build on the classic pillars of their support and add new constituencies. They can't win by substituting some blocks for others. Mamdani makes the case for young, energetic, and charismatic candidates, but Democrats still need a program that moves all of the pieces together on an election. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.